Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
9:39, 21 before 10. Let's talk Pelicans. Zion Williamson, Ollie Cosell, our guest, our friend, editor in chief for TheBirdWrites.com. How you, Ollie?
I'm doing a lot better because we finally have a date regarding Zion.
Is that hard and fast? Is it firm?
For the most part, it is. When okay. David Griffin comes and speaks and he nails a date, yeah, I think we can believe him on this one. It would have to be some kind of setback for him not to make that appearance, I feel.
So is it a sense, and I told you this before, where a guy that young, being out so long for cartilage, it seems like a long time, and I guess there is no indication it was anything more serious than that at all, and they just wanted to make doggone sure that, you know, they had him ready and there was no additional damage and everything else, and he rehabbed properly?
Right. No, there was absolutely nothing more to this other than, you know, basically a debridement of the knee where they had to just fix a little bit of meniscus, basically cut off just a piece that was really loose, and that was it for the procedure. So there's nothing more concerning about that whole area. There's been nothing else to it. He has had no inflammation, no swelling since then. The progress has been good. Just as we've been telling people, Tommy, the main reason why the Pelicans have taken their time is because they did some measuring. It wasn't just maybe his weight was a little off. You know, he wasn't in the best shape of his life, but it was the fact that with all that force he generates, he wasn't jumping optimally, landing, you know, and it's like a kinetic chain, right, to where your body was best able to handle that stress if you do things a certain way, and he wasn't doing it. And my best example of that is Stephen Curry. When he came in the league shortly thereafter, he was having a whole bunch of ankle injuries, and everybody thought he was going to be able to have a career because of it, but they found a way to strengthen those muscles, make him be able to land, jump better, all that type of movement. And that's essentially what they did with Zion.
So what kind of impact is his return going to have? Four games back of the final playoff spot now, team chemistry. And the other thing I would think is that he would be, probably as a result of this, in the best shape of his life, or even better than in better shape than he was before. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and that's what we were told yesterday. So that's music to my ears. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy that we saw in preseason, Tommy, who averaged 23 points a game, shot over 70% from the field, was scoring over guys like Rudy Gobert. He's supposedly now in better shape. So I don't know exactly what that means, but boy, I'm ready to watch it. That's for sure. And of course, continuity issue. Sorry, go ahead, Tommy.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, regarding the continuity, I'm not all that concerned. We saw how in preseason he didn't have to have the ball in his hands and basically then go James Harden it, right? Go look to get his 18, 20 shots and basically stop the offense. It all came within the flow. And with the way they Pelicans play, that's actually perfectly ideal for to incorporate a guy like Zion, where they move a lot on the ball, off the ball. So like we saw in preseason, I think we're going to see essentially the same thing. Granted, there might be just a few hiccups, but for the most part, you've got to think, you know, the pecking order is clear. Brandon Ingram and Drew Holiday are the drivers, the leaders, the scorers, and Zion's probably not going to force his way in. So he's going to look to get his points, just like we saw in preseason, off cuts, grabbing offensive rebounds, and this stuff.
9:43, 17 before 10 now. January 22nd, next Wednesday, is when he's supposed to return against the Spurs, is it?
Right, and those ticket prices have gone up big time.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, how, and again, we're not talking about Pelican prices, but on the, would you call it secondary market? How would you refer to that?
Right, exactly. It's funny, even on Ticketmaster, you know what they're listing when you look up that game? They say Zion debut. They're making sure that people know, and they're going to fork over the money that's being asked now to pay for tickets for that game.
This really is a big thing, though, if you think about it. Lonzo Ball's improved play. You think it's just a blip or something long-lasting?
I think this is something he's definitely going to be able to build on, Tommy. In the past, in the Lakers, he didn't have a jump shot. He didn't really have anything in his game other than that flashy passing, and being able to move the ball, of course, up the floor real quickly in transition. This seems like a legitimate thing when both, you know, in the last game, for instance, you had no Ingram, you had no Holiday. It kind of did fall on Ball's hands. And even though he didn't shoot the ball particularly well from the field, you like seeing that he wasn't afraid to shoot those shots. At the start of the year, Tommy, he could be left wide open and he would still look to make a pass instead. So I think he's come a long way. I think that shot has improved. His percentages have all gone up, but you can just look with the eye. This guy looks like a legitimate NBA shooter out there. So if he just keeps working on that, adds a few more things, Pelicans may have, you know, another something special alongside Ingram in an Anthony Davis trade.
Talk about the health of the team overall, if you will. You know, we discussed Zion's return. Generally speaking, everybody else.
Yeah, they're a bit banged up. And that's partially why Zion's return date got pushed back a little bit, because the practices have not been able to be the full 10 most competitive guys on the team, right? Drew Holiday had a really nasty hit on his elbow from a fall, and that's taken a lot longer to heal. Derek Favors, who is probably the biggest key than anybody, really, in terms of at least keeping this defense or at least average, right? He is dealing with a little bit of a strained hamstring, and, you know, he's had some leg issues earlier in the year, so he's got to get right. But looks like that both he and Ingram have a really good chance of time of playing tonight, and so they'll be back in relatively short order. But, of course, there's still J.J. Redick. So, you know, you can go up and down the list, Tom, and there's a few too many guys right now that are currently ailing. And, you know, it's a big week this week. If you look at the schedule, right, Jazz, Clippers, Celtics, a lot of tough games ahead.
J.J. Redick had something to say about social media, too, didn't he? Instagram?
Yeah, it looks like he's 35 years old, so he's been around long enough, and he knows what it takes to win in this league. And he just simply, I think his only message was, and this is typical of any sport, right? All the young guys, they don't place enough premium on practice, on doing the right things, getting themselves prepared for games. I think that's all he was taking a shot at, but of course people are now running it and turning it into something more.
Yeah, I think he's looking down the road, as a lot of people do that are whatever road it is. They're farther down it, and they're looking back and telling, you know, like telling the younger guys, you don't realize what you got here. Treasure it, pretty much. That's the way you're looking at, Ali?
Yeah, exactly. Most careers, I mean, professional sports don't last very long, but players come in, they're 20, they become instant millionaires. They don't realize that.
Tell me about Jackson Hayes. Looking better this season?
Oh, he's looked incredible, Tommy. I mean, in training camp, this guy didn't know where to stand on offense, on defense, what he was supposed to do. To now, he's one of the best defenders on the team. He's definitely their best shot blocker at the rim. And, of course, all those dunks, right? He now knows how to utilize his best asset at the moment, which is athleticism and length, and being able to get those easy hoops. I mean, he's instant game-changing momentum, and that's something I feel like every good team needs.
In terms of game-changing, Zion coming back, how much of a difference is that going to make in terms of the four games out of the playoffs now, right? Are they going to make a run? Is that realistic to think?
I think it's going to be a huge boost. When we saw him play in preseason, the defense was even worse than we saw through most of this regular season, right? They didn't stop anybody. The thing is, they just outscored everybody. So I feel like Zion's going to be that instant boost to the offense, to where we're not going to have those lulls anymore. Suddenly the Pelicans are going to be able to get to the free throw line a lot more. And that's something that good teams do. You're not going to make all your shots all the time. It just doesn't work that way. But you got to still get those points. And the best way to do it is from the free throw line. And, of course, he's going to draw so much attention, Tommy. We saw what he did at Duke, surrounded by non-shooters. He still dominated. And he was doing that in preseason. So I expect for him to steal, once again, NBA teams. They're going to probably try and guard him one-on-one like they did in preseason and fail spectacularly. And once they start setting doubles, boy, that's going to free up a lot of our good players who can really shoot and score the ball well.
Alvin Gentry, a lot of heat when they were in that losing streak. Zion's coming back. Was it fair to kind of grade or evaluate Alvin Gentry before, considering, I guess, the whole thing, the whole premise was including Zion and he was not part of the equation? Now that he is, would it be a more accurate and a fairer way to evaluate Alvin Gentry?
Absolutely. When you start the season without, you know, your face of the franchise, let's just say it. I know they tried to paint Drew Holiday in that light, but that just wasn't the case. They were just trying to protect Zion. But you had no Zion, your starting power forward. Derek Favors was not right physically. So essentially you were missing your starting power forward and your center. So they had their hands tied behind their back. Jahlil Okafor behind him, he's not a defender. Jackson Hayes, like we already mentioned, super raw. So they had no depth. Alvin Gentry had no way of basically stemming any kind of, you know, problems out there on the court. And so I'm sorry, but injuries do play a factor, right? And we've seen how this team has now won 9-13. When they're healthy, they play a lot better, and this system seems to work. But essentially, you're right, Tommy. You still have to look at the rest of the season with Zion, and that's when you're going to be able to get your fairest assessment of Gentry. Is he the right coach for Gentry, or excuse me, for Zion? Can this team win under him? As we know, Gentry has not been the most successful. So I think they're going to look at this last second half of the season really closely, as they should.
Looking at that Cosell crystal ball for me that's been handed down from generation to generation, you know what I'm talking about. The one that makes you independently wealthy because of the stock tips you get from it and so forth.
If you could point me in that direction, yeah. I would gladly.
Well, you got the crystal ball, not me, Ollie. Where you see the Pels a month from today, and specifically tonight, you got a prediction for the game. They're playing the Jazz in the Smoothie King Center.
I think if Ingram and both Favors play, I think they're going to be more than eager to make up for that two-point loss to where Ingram didn't get a couple foul calls a couple of weeks ago where they lost a tough one. So I think they're going to come out firing. Like I said, those guys play. I think they've got a great chance of winning. As for a month from now, the schedule still isn't all that easy. It's not until the last month and a half of the season where we're going to play all the cupcakes. So I think we'll still find ourselves still trailing for the eighth spot, but we should be right there. You know, knock on wood, guys. Injuries happen, and they seem to hit this team hardest. So if we can just get there relatively healthy, we'll still be in the thick of things a month from now. And then, like I said, last couple months is when you're going to hope that they can overtake the rest of the competition for that eighth spot.
Does the crystal ball tell you anything about that, Ollie? Is that way down deep in a crystal where you can't even see it?
It's very foggy. You got the Memphis Grizzlies playing well. There's too many teams above us, Tommy. And I don't like to put myself on a limb to where I guarantee anything because I know how social media is. They're brutal.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's because you read it, Ollie. Don't read it. That's what I tell people. Don't even read it. If you don't read it, it doesn't exist. Thank you, sir. Anything you want to add?
No, that's it. Great. Thanks, Tommy.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you again. Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief for the Bird.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.